A delegation of Afghan High Peace Council is in Islamabad to secure Pakistan's cooperation for direct talks with the Taliban ahead of scheduled withdrawal of most of 100,000 foreign troops in 2014. Both Kabul and Washington are believed to be desperate for direct talks with the Taliban, who loosely control much of Afghanistan. Islamabad backs up of what it calls an Afghan-led reconciliation process with the Taliban.
Pakistan is willing to extend all possible support and assistance to this high-level peace commission.
Despite hectic efforts, Kabul has not been able to bring the Taliban on the table for direct talks since the militant consider President Hamid Karzai-led administration as the U.S. puppet. Last year, Taliban killed Professor Burhanuddin Rabbani, the father of this man, Salahuddin Rabbani, his predecessor and head of Afghan High Peace Council, to what it appears to rebuke for all such efforts for direct negotiation with the current regime in Kabul, whose ranks and files remain heavily infiltrated with militant groups.
I don't think that this Afghan High Peace Council will achieve anything. First of all, the members of it, they are having different opinions, different parties in it. And the main members, they are actually against any peaceful settlement with Taliban.
Last year, Taliban started direct talks with the U.S. in Doha, which, however, collapsed after Pentagon delayed the release of senior members of Taliban from Guantanamo Bay. But that was not all. The U.S. wanted the Taliban to law its air bases in Afghanistan after 2014.
They will never accept to give any inch for any foreign force to have any base in Afghanistan. Because for them, they said to me that there was no meaning for our jihad for last 10, 11 years if we want to accept finally foreign bases in Afghanistan. It is harmful for our religion, our faith, our jihad, our Afghan people, and for all our neighbors.
The Western media, citing classified Pentagon assessments and other such sources, have been reporting time and again that the return of Taliban is certain once the US-led NATO forces exit from Afghanistan. Therefore, both Kabul and Washington want an early negotiated settlement with the hardline Taliban. Something easier said than done. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.